I do have a lot of tattoos, and it's pretty much tell stories from different points in my life. I'm just really like a artistic person, and I just love expressing myself through my own hair, my own body art, and body images, you know? So I'm really an artist at heart. Robert Hardy, The Press Hair Studio, 2427 St. Paul Street. I know this is my very first tattoo. I guess you can call it my hair-inspired tattoo. It's my name, and it actually has like a blow dryer and a comb and shears and smoke and flames. It's the very first tattoo that I had on this arm, and I think that's why I won't get it redone, because it symbolized where I started from. And like I said, you can see that everything else around it is a little bit more, you know, detailed and more professional looking than this particular tattoo, but I think that's why I didn't change it, only because this was my first tattoo and it symbolized the hair industry and the passion that I had for hair. The most important lesson that my life has taught me is to be around good, positive energy. A lot of people just don't have good energy. And in order for you to succeed and be successful in life, you just need to always have good energy in your space, because negative energy really drains your energy, whether you realize it or not. I don't know. Growing up, I really haven't had a father in my life. So I feel as though if I was raised maybe with a dad in the home, life probably would have went a little bit more different. I feel it by my mom being a single parent and having two other kids, it was kind of hard for her to give me the best life because of the lack of help.
Do you know Dad?
I know him. I know of him. I don't know him personally, but I know him. I've talked to him maybe once and twice in my whole entire life. I'm 30 years old at this point. But I don't know him. I know him, but I don't know him, if you can understand what I'm saying.
And what do you think you would want to say to him, like, about you and who you are?
I guess really just learn who I am as a person and, you know, accept me with no judgment. That's just basically it. Just get to know me and accept me for who I am with no judgment.